right. The peace of God. We're going to read through this morning together, Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ, or through Christ Jesus. Let's turn our cards over. And at the very beginning, it says, we have the beautiful promise that the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. But in order to claim the promise, we must fulfill the four conditions that follow, invoking the help of the Holy Spirit. So number one is renounce anxiety. Every time anxiety begins to move in on your mind, refuse it. I'm justified, just as if I'd never sinned. God holds nothing against me. I have peace with God. God is on my side. All God's resources are available to me. I refuse to be anxious. Okay, the scripture says, be anxious for nothing. For nothing. And so we renounce it. We refuse it. We have to refocus our mind. God has everything that we need. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything. Let's go to point two in just a minute. Let's read Romans 5:1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're talking about the peace of God, which we receive. It's a gift that God will give to us. And we have peace with God because we have been forgiven of our sins. We're cleansed from all unrighteousness. We're justified by faith. Just as if we had never sinned. God took this sin upon his son. All of our sin on the cross. So Lord, we thank you for the work of the cross. And you'll learn a lot about the work of the cross in restoring the foundations, because we always go back to the cross. What we need, Jesus appropriated for us at the cross, and we have to go to the cross to receive that from the Lord. Let's go to point number two on our card. Let's read it together. Pray about everything. The old hymn says, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Many times mental peace is not there simply because we do not pray. We get into a problem or a situation and we try to handle it in our own resources without praying and turning to God. So pray about everything. You can pray as you're walking. You can pray as you're driving. You can pray all the time. We have a few people in here that pray all the time. We're just in an attitude of prayer. In an attitude of prayer. Our heart is surrendered to the Lord. We're looking to God for his help. He knows what's coming next in our day. You know, God orders our steps. He knows what's coming next. And we need him to help us. So pray about everything. Number three, always be thankful. This is absolutely essential. A thankful heart is usually a peaceful heart, and an ungrateful person really cannot know true and lasting peace. Ungratefulness is the opposite to the nature of God. Being thankful all the time. And the fourth thing is think about the right things. So let's read that. Tells us what right things are. You have the power to focus your mind on what you wish. You can focus it on the bad and the negative, or you can focus it on the good and the upbuilding. And so let's read Philippians. Go on to our next slide. Meditate on these things. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So let's turn it over and go to the front of the card. And this is a proclamation that you can read and proclaim. It's good to make proclamations so that your faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And so you say it with your own voice. Okay, so we're going to say it together. I am anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, I let my requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guards my heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, I meditate on these things. Let's read the last verse. Therefore, having been justified by faith, I have peace with God through my Lord Jesus Christ. And so these are for you to read over, to meditate on, to study the verses, and just allow the peace of God to position you. All of us face difficulties in life. And that is why we need the peace of God. That is why we need the Lord. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. And it's amazing how we have the ability to focus our minds. Tell your neighbor you can do it. We can do it with the help of the Holy Spirit. We can refuse to think about those thoughts that start bombarding us, especially if we don't have money for bills. The car broke down. The lawnmower is not working. We haven't had any snow. I'm wondering if we're going to need to mow the grass. Dan Miller down in Florida, he posted a picture on Facebook that he had mowed his grass on, I think, New Year's or around Christmas time. He said that was a first for him in his lifetime to be mowing at that time of the year. The peace of God will fill our hearts and minds. Regardless of what we're going through, we can choose to position ourselves in peace. That doesn't mean the problem's going to go away. That doesn't mean it's going to leave. But what it does is it keeps us from ruminating and thinking about and going over and over all of these scenarios in our mind. Well, what if this happens and what if that happens? And if this doesn't happen, then that's going to happen. And it makes it worse. So you know what? When you ask God to help you, He will show you what to think about. And He'll give you wisdom for what to do. Wisdom for what to do next. Because God has a plan for that, right? You know, nothing surprises God. We get surprised, but absolutely nothing surprises the Lord. So when we go to Him, we can find that peace. And He's the God of peace. So let's read Romans 16:20. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The God of peace will crush Satan under your feet. He's a God of peace. And he does not like it when we are tormented by the devil. When the devil keeps bringing diabolical schemes against us. At some point in time, you know, some things come against us to build our spiritual muscles. Hallelujah. God gives us strength to stand. He said, in this world, you're going to have trouble. He said, you're going to have tribulation, but be a good cheer because I overcame the world. So there's nothing that God has not already defeated that's coming against you. You know, and Satan comes up with these diabolical schemes to trip you up. But the God of peace, he's the Prince of Peace that came into this world, will crush Satan underneath whose feet? So you'll trample on the enemy and on his plans. You know, God has given us the gift of discernment, and we can discern what is coming against us. He will show us what's going on. The Holy Spirit said, I will tell you what's to come. He's not going to leave us ignorant. He said, he told us, do not be ignorant of Satan's devices. And he has all kinds of devices. And I think he's loosed everything that he can, that you can imagine against the people of God. It's continually every day you're hearing something of where he is trying to strip the rights of Christians. It's the Antichrist spirit that is in the world. 2019 will be a year of glorious victories, but if we're going to have great victories, glorious victories, then we're going to have great battles. And God has called all of us to be a witness and to take a stand out in the marketplace, in the world. Jesus said, I'm not going to ask you, Father, to take them out of the world. He didn't just, you know, when we got saved, wouldn't it have been nice if you could have just went right to heaven? You know, then you could have skipped all this stuff. But that's not God's plan for us. So when we got saved, we joined God's army. We got thrown into boot camp. We thought it was going to be totally different. We thought life would just be wonderful all the time. And life is wonderful. It is wonderful. It's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to have such a wonderful family, spiritual family, natural family, relationships. God blesses all of those things. And all of that is good. But in the midst of all of that, there's trials, there's trouble, there's things to figure out every single day. And we need the wisdom of God to help us as we journey through this life. So peace is prosperity, one, peace, quietness, rest, set at one again. And I like that definition, to set at one again. Finding peace. To crush is to bruise, to crush completely, to shatter, to break in pieces, broken to shivers. That's what the God of peace does to Satan's plans and schemes. Crushes them. When we are asking him for help, when we're walking with the Lord, God fights our battles. Amen? So let's take a look at our next passage. God's word is like a fire and a hammer, the scripture says. Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. It is the word of God that Jesus used when he was tempted in the wilderness by the devil. He used God's word. And so getting in the word in 2019 is very important. We should know what we stand for. We should know what we believe. Do you? We have a series we're going to do a little later on this year on Wednesday nights. And it's called We Believe. We Believe. And it goes through what we believe and how to communicate that into the world. We need that. We need the Word of God. We need to know how to share what we believe and not get tripped up. I'm amazed at some of the articles that I'm reading in Christianity, because it seems there's a tolerance that's slipping in to the thread of Christianity in America. And God doesn't tolerate sin. He doesn't tolerate sin. And so being brave enough to call sin, sin, when it isn't politically correct. I'm sure some of you have read those things also, which causes me to believe we are in the last days. We're in the last days. The spirit of Antichrist wants to totally shut up the church. And so, you know, just a few people, just a small group of people have shifted our nation in the wrong direction. Because they're so loud and noisy and forceful. But it's time for the church to rise up. And to be loud. And not take it. At least say something about it. I'm not real sure how to do that battle with the media. But I'm sure God's going to give wisdom to someone on how to cut that off. I heard that Microsoft and Apple removed a Bible from their stores because it has hate speech in it, because of the homosexual issue. And so they've removed it. And everything's tied in to Microsoft and Apple. So to just quit using products by Microsoft or Apple would probably be pretty difficult, but there has to be another way to have our voice heard, because they've determined that it's hate speech and it keeps people from really knowing who they are and understanding who they are. You know, this is the scripture shows us who we are because we're made in the image of God. And there's no confusion with God, but there's a whole lot of confusion in the enemy's camp. And it's just constant confusion that is trying to bombard our minds to throw us off track or get us to accept something. That it's the mix. And some of you remember a few years ago, I taught on the mix. God hates the mix. He hated it in Rome. He hated it in the pagan societies. You cannot worship God and worship money. So you have to choose this day who you will serve. And when you choose who you will serve, the scripture says you're choosing life and you're choosing death. It's either or. Today, we choose who we're going to serve. We have lots of opportunities today to make choices. And so, what will you choose? What will you choose? Let's read on. The unhumbled heart of man is like a rock. If not melted by the word of God as a fire, it will be broken to pieces by it as a hammer. So the word of God, which was taken out of schools, and once you take that out of schools, there's a void there. And so something is going to fill the void. It's in your own life. You take something out, something is going to fill that void. When they took that out, the enemy came in and filled that void. And we have seen just a decline in our culture since that has happened. But the word of God, you see, is like a fire. And it melts the hearts of men. So of course the enemy wants it out of everything that he can get it out of. So he wants it off of Apple and he wants it off of Microsoft. They don't want to have any part of that because that word, it breaks to pieces. Our heart, our soul, that is stubborn and hard against God, it begins to soften us and make us pliable. Have you been through that experience where God just begins to soften your heart as you read his word, as you spend time with him, as you meditate upon the right things, right? God changes us. So the word of God is an instrument of breakthrough anointing. And expect a fresh anointing to break through in your life. So I want to encourage everyone that we're connected to and everyone that's listening today and who will be listening online that God wants us to expect a fresh anointing to break through in our lives. There's a breaking forth as we apply God's word. And the spirit of breakthrough lives in you. Let's read the next verse. 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Jesus Christ in us is greater than the world. And so even though it looks like we are outnumbered, we're not outnumbered. You know what? And as you study the Old Testament, you'll find out God doesn't mind going to battle when the odds are stacked against him. Because God always wins and he always has a strategy. And he used different strategies for battle in the Old Testament. God is greater. He has strategy for us. And there's a breakthrough anointing on the inside of us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word came and dwelt among us. Well, the Word of God breaks things to pieces. It melts things like fire. And the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, he lives on the inside of us. And that's by faith. We walk by faith and not sight. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ dwells within me. I believe he walks with me. I believe he talks with me. I believe he helps me every minute of every day. Do you believe that about you? Well, I wanted to just share a little bit with you about the word breakthrough. Last March 2018, Pastor Mario Perez visited us for the first time. And he came in and he introduced himself to Pastor Vanessa. And after church, she shared with me, she said, Mom, she calls me Mom. Mom, there was a Hispanic pastor that came today. And he wants to know about starting a Spanish work and working with us here in the church. And she said his name, last name is Perez. And she said, Perez means to break forth, to break through. And she said, I believe, because she's a prophetess, she said, I believe that God has sent him as a confirmation that the word of the Lord is coming to pass over us as a ministry to release to another level that breakthrough anointing, that breaker's anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage, that sets people free, that heals their mind and heals their soul and heals their body. And she said, let's pray about this. Let's study this. And so that's what we've done over this last year. Because many ministers come and go here and they say, oh, we want to work with you. We want to advance the vision. We want to get a hold of this. And they come and they go. You've seen some come and go, right? And that's okay because you know what? Maybe it's not what they thought it was, or God moved them on someplace else. We are not condemning anyone. We're not being critical. You know, the scripture says judge nothing before it's time. And so we just thank God that we made those corrections. We bless them as they go. But Pastor Mario and Pastor Sarah, they're still here. And as I was praying, I'm like, okay, if you figure out March to December, that's a 9-month period. What happens at the end of 9 months? Come on, ladies that have birthed babies. There's a birthing forth and a breaking forth when a child comes forth. So we're going to just look at the story of Perez in the scripture because I believe it's prophetic for us in this season. So we're going to go to Genesis 38:27 through 29, and this is in the Amplified Version, and you can read it with me. Now when the time came for her to be delivered, behold, there were twins in her womb, and when she was in labor, one baby put out his hand, and the midwife took his hand and bound upon it a scarlet thread, saying, this baby was born first. But he drew back his hand, and behold, his brother was born first. And she said, what a breaking forth you have made for yourself. Therefore, his name was called Perez, breaking forth. Perez was born as a twin to Tamar, and Judah was his father. And when Perez and his brother were being born, his brother, his name was Zerah, he put his arm out first, and like the scripture says, she put a string around it, because at that time, whoever was born first had the birthright. And so they would inherit from their father. It was birth order. And so they wanted to make sure there was no confusion over who was born first. But after that, Perez evidently pushed his way forward. Another passage says he came out backwards. And so he came out from a tight, confined place. He broke forth. He came bursting forth. And the midwife probably sat there scratching her head and wondering, how in the world did that happen? But obviously, it was God's choice for Perez to break forth and be born first, because Perez is a part of the lineage of Jesus Christ. He's in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And so God had already decided that he was going to come first, even though Zerah was pushing, trying to beat him out of the womb. And the enemy will work at whatever he can, in any way that he can, to steal our birthright and to keep us in a confined place and to keep us from receiving what God has for us, our purpose and destiny. Perez was in the lineage of Jesus Christ. I believe it's a little bit later where that falls. But the blessing of breakthrough, the blessing of Perez, is breaking through every barrier to fulfill God's purpose and promise upon your life and upon your ministry. That's what Perez is. the breaking forth and the blessing. Perez is actually a Spanish Hebrew name. And even if things seem to be going backwards and not moving out of the way, are not working out the way you thought it was going to, there is an anointing that God releases to breach all of those barriers so that God's words over your life will be fulfilled, so that God's words over this ministry will be fulfilled. It's the blessing of Perez. It's the same blessing that was spoken over Boaz in the book of Ruth. He was blessed with the blessing of Perez. Because there is a breaking forth. There is an anointing to break through difficult situations. So the name Perez means to break. It means breaking out of an enclosure like a womb or breaking into pieces. The anointing of God to break forth out of confinement. Some of you may feel like 2018 confined you. You were restricted. You couldn't move the way that you wanted to move in ministry, on your job, with your family, as head of your household, with your children, in parenting, in business. But God is releasing the anointing to break forth and to break through. And he sent Pastor Perez last March as a confirmation that this is what God is doing. God is bringing together a multicultural church. Yeah. The first church in the book of Acts was a multicultural church. It was the Jews and the Greeks. And you talk about two opposite cultures. And I'm sure there were all kinds of problems. But if God's design from the very first church in the book of Acts was a multicultural church, don't you think that is the heart of God? That is God's heart. Many tongues, tribes, and nations worshiping God together. Just on earth, Jesus prayed, as it is in heaven. That's what's going on in heaven. So the name Perez. Okay, there we are. Yeah. It says, I forgot to read. Would you just go back one? It says, yeah, Jesus came through Perez. He was David's ninth great-grandfather. Through Jesus, you carry the spirit of breakthrough in you. The name Perez means barrier breacher, as in Isaiah 58:12. And this is our church's mission verse. We have it outside the gym. It was one of the first things we put in the display. It was in the display when we were downtown. So let's read it together. Isaiah 58:12. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. And this is the translation outside the gym. Let's read that together. You'll use the old rubble of past lives to build anew. Rebuild the foundations from out of your past. You'll be known as those who can fix anything. Restore old ruins. Rebuild and renovate. Make the community livable again. And from the very beginning, this has been our heart and our passion to not only restore lives, but to restore buildings. That's what we did when we were downtown. We had two buildings and completely restored them. And I believe we are known as a group who can fix anything. You talk to contractors around South Bend and they'll say, oh, that Pastor Leonard, he can fix anything. They'll say, that guy is a genius. You give it to him and he can do it. And he doesn't give up till he does. You know, there is something about the Spirit of God being in you that you want to rebuild and you want to restore and you want to help. And this breakthrough anointing to restore lives. It's an anointing. When you sit in this place, you are anointed. You are being anointed right now by the Holy Spirit. You cannot see it, but it is happening. He is anointing you. Hearts become softened. Minds become renewed. Desires are changed. Our attitudes are adjusted. They are. I tell people, just get your family member to church. Don't stay away from church. Don't stay away from church because you're not perfect. We would have a totally empty church. We come to church because we need the Lord. We come to church because we need that anointing that's poured into us. That restores old ruins, that rebuilds and renovates, that raises up the foundations of many generations. Our heart is a multi-generational church. That's why we have a multi-generational praise team. Everyone working together. There is a time to separate so that children can learn. But there's also a time of coming together. Because adults, we're their role models. They model their lives after us. If your hands aren't in the air and you're not worshiping, your children won't be either. We set the example for our children. And they need the Lord. When I think about what kids are facing in this day and age, they need the Lord. And however many children we have, we're going to pour the Word of God into them, the love of God into them, and we will raise up generations who know God. And we are so thankful for a bilingual group because on each one of our children's teams, we have someone who is bilingual. So if a parent, a Hispanic parent, brings a child and they don't speak any English or very little English, they can help them. You know, Pastor Perez and I, when we talked, we said, let's work smart and not work hard. If you put all of the children together, most of the children speak English anyway. Well, most of the kids are bilingual. I just admire that they're bilingual. But let's work together. Because that's God's heart. Coming together as one. With the anointing to break through. The anointing to break through any barrier. Let's go to Jesus Christ is breakthrough. Ephesians 3:20. This is from the Amplified. Now to him who, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. The God of breakthrough needs to break through in our own minds. Come on! We limit what God can do for us. And we just settle for second best. But God is able to do Let's read the next one. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we would even begin to ask or think. And that power is working in the church. And I'm going to ask if praise team will come on up and get ready for our closing song. But I just wanted to share with you, if you'll go back to that scripture, please. The church of Jesus Christ is a living, ruling body. That Jesus gave his life for. Now, as I was sharing with you about the resistance that is coming against Christians, there was a program on CBS called Deconstructing Religion. And one of the hashtags they used was hashtag empty the pews. Some people saw that. And there's three different groups that are working against the gospel, trying to discourage people from joining with any kind of church. Do you see that spirit of Antichrist? God sent his son to die on the cross, so that the church of Jesus Christ would be birthed into the earth. Satan didn't know the church was coming. If he would have known that, he wouldn't have been so excited to get Jesus in the grave. Because Jesus Christ rose again. And on the day of Pentecost, he poured out his spirit upon 120 people. And they spread the good news of the gospel. And the church was born. We need the Lord. We need to position ourselves in a place of peace. When I read, I didn't watch the program. I really didn't want to watch it. But I did read about it. I'm careful what I watch because of the frequencies in which it's produced. We need to put on our helmet of salvation for sure. Amen. To guard our minds. Amen. Because the frequencies in which some programs are produced can mind program you. And you might think that sounds absolutely crazy. Do some research and you'll find out. We are made of frequencies, and frequencies affect our bodies. So I'm careful what I watch, but I read about it. And I just decreed that will never work. You know, they've tried to get rid of Jesus for how long? They hated him when he was here on the earth. They tried to kill him. He had to slip out through the crowd because it wasn't his time yet to go. But he gave his life for us. He gave his life for the church. He's the Prince of Peace. And he is the God of peace who will crush Satan and all of his diabolical schemes underneath our feet. Amen. So we rest in peace. Go right ahead. There's the microphone.
Okay. I want everybody, we're going to do an activation. The Bible says that she just said, Satan is under our feet, isn't he?
Amen.
Well, when Jesus was baptized, he fasted 40 days, and then he was tempted in the wilderness in three categories: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And the first one, of course, he fasted 40 days, and Satan said, hey, take this stone and make it bread. But you know what Jesus did? He quoted the word of God, and what happened? He says, thou shalt not live by bread alone, but every word of God. Boom. what happened? Satan went down, didn't he? The next temptation, of course, was, take him up high on a thing. And he says, jump off this thing and we'll catch you. The temple thing. And he says, Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And of course, he wasn't dashed against the stone.
Amen.
And then the final one, he talked about the worship of the seven kingdoms of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thy, worship. So it's important that when we are tempted or when we have a testing of the trial, just quote the word of God, and what happens to Satan? He's under our feet. So everybody said, by his stripes I am healed and made whole.
By his stripes I am healed and made whole.
Stomp your feet.
Stomp your feet.
I mean, it could go on
yes,
and on.
Yes, Lord.
So even if you're temptation to have a drink, or I'm talking about alcohol, say no. I'm only going to eat the word and the bread of God. And I have the water of the Holy Spirit. Boom,
amen.
Boom, boom.
Amen.
I mean, we could go and go on that, but thank you.
Yes, that's great.
Stomp your feet when you get that temptation.
So you say the word and stomp your feet. Amen.